He said, "It may appear to you, partner Elijah, that it is to escape contagion that they will destroy the house. If such are your thoughts, I suggest that you refrain from making yourself uncomfortable over the matter. The fear of disease on the part of spacers is by no means so extreme. It is just that the effort involved in building the house is, to them, very little, nor does the waste involved in tearing it down once more seem great to them. And by the law, partner Elijah, this place cannot be allowed to remain standing. It is on the estate of Hannes Gruer, and there can only be one legal dwelling place on any estate, that of the owner. This house was built by special dispensation for a specific purpose. It is meant to house us for a specific length of time till our mission is completed."
"And who is Hannes Gruer?" asked Bailey.
"The head of Solarian Security. We are to see him on arrival."
"Are we? Jehoshaphat, Daniil, when do I begin to learn anything at all about anything? I'm working in a vacuum and I don't like it. I might as well go back to Earth. I might as well..."
He felt himself working up into resentment and cut himself short. Daniil never wavered. He merely waited his chance to speak. He said, "I regret the fact that you are annoyed. My general knowledge of Solaria does seem to be greater than yours. My knowledge of the murder case itself is as limited as is your own. It is Agent Gruer who will tell us what we must know. The Solarian government has arranged this."
"Well, then let's get to this Gruer. How long a trip will it be?"
Bailey winced at the thought of more travel, and the familiar constriction in his chest was making itself felt again. Daniil said, "No travel is necessary, partner Elijah. Agent Gruer will be waiting for us in the conversation room."
"A room for conversation, too, huh?"
Bailey murmured wryly. Then, in a louder voice,
"Waiting for us now?"
"I believe so."
"Well, then let's get to him, Daniil."
Hannes Gruer was bald, and that without qualification. There was not even a fringe of hair at the sides of his skull. It was completely naked. Bailey swallowed and tried, out of politeness, to keep his eyes off that skull, but couldn't. On Earth, there was the continuous acceptance of spacers at the spacers' own evaluation. The spacers were the unquestioned lords of the galaxy. They were tall, bronze of skin and hair, handsome, large, cool, aristocratic. In short, they were all R. Daniil Oliva was, but with the fact of humanity in addition. And the spacers who were sent to Earth often did look like that, perhaps were deliberately chosen for that reason. But here was a spacer who might have been an Earthman for all his appearance. He was bald, and his nose was misshapen, too. Not much, to be sure, but on a spacer even a slight asymmetry was noteworthy. Bailey said,
"Good afternoon, sir. I am sorry if we kept you waiting."
No harm in politeness. He would have to work with these people. He had the momentary urge to step across the expanse of room, how ridiculously large, and offer his hand in greeting. It was an urge easy to fight off. A spacer certainly would not welcome such a greeting. A hand covered with earthly germs. Gruer sat gravely, as far away from Bailey as he could get, his hands resting within long sleeves, and probably there were filters in his nostrils, although Bailey couldn't see them.